AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden talked about the people in Florida, victims of a collapse of part of a condo building. Nearly 100 people are still unaccounted for. At least one person has died.
I say to the people of Florida, whatever help you want the federal government provide, we're waiting. Just ask us. We'll be there.
The AP's Terry Spencer is in Surfside, Florida.
People who were in neighboring buildings described hearing what sounded like either thunder, feeling what felt like an earthquake. One said it felt like a large windstorm had come. Many of them checked their weather apps on their phone thinking that they were a storm, but they didn't see anything.
Rescuers pulled out dozens of survivors and continue to look for more. It's not clear yet why the building collapsed. President Biden says he has a bipartisan deal on a $973 billion five-year infrastructure bill.
Five Democrats, five Republicans, part of a larger group, has come together and forged an agreement that will create millions of American jobs and modernize our American infrastructure to compete with the rest of the world and own the 21st century.
The president met with senators from both parties at the White House. Democrats like West Virginia's Joe Manchin were there.
It's a tremendous opportunity for us to show the rest of the world that we can still get big things done in a bipartisan way.
This includes more than $500 trillion in new spending and could open the door to President Biden's more sweeping $4 trillion proposals later on. President Biden is vowing Afghans who helped the U.S. military are not going to be left behind as his administration stepped up planning to evacuate thousands of Afghan interpreters while their applications for U.S. entry are processed. An AP analysis shows nearly all coronavirus deaths in the U.S. now are in people who weren't vaccinated, an indication that deaths per day could be practically zero if everyone eligible got the vaccine. This is AP News. Microsoft is working on its first major upgrade in 6 years.
Microsoft has unveiled the next generation of its Windows software called Windows 11. It's got a new start menu along with other features. The newest version of Microsoft's flagship operating system will be a successor to today's Windows 10, which the company introduced in 2015. Windows 11 is expected to become available later this year on new computers and other devices. Users can also get it as a free update if you have Windows 10. In a challenge to rival Apple, the company also announced that it won't force app developers to pay fees to Microsoft for using its App Store. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Johnson County Board of Supervisors in Iowa voted to cut ties with its namesake, former Vice President Richard Mentor Johnson, a lifelong slave owner who took credit for killing a Shawnee chief during a battle. The county is now named for the late historian Lulu Merle Johnson, daughter of a slave. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.